Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we bring you a message, entitled Preach the Word, Sow the Seed. And it is based upon our readings for this day. And in particular, we look at our epistle and our gospel lesson for the day. I am new to St. Louis. Some of you may know that I've been here since December 1st. Called to preach at Messiah Lutheran Church. Called to preach the Word of God in an urban center in need of hearing the truth of God. But one of the things that has been brought to my attention is that in this world today, there is only one thing that brings us together. There is one thing that touches and penetrates all of our hearts. There is one thing that makes a difference in all lives, and that is the Word of God. In our church today, in our country today, there are many who would have you believe that it is a different message that goes to our urban churches, a different message that goes to our suburban churches, and a different message that goes to our rural churches. There are those who say to you that it is because of culture that we must address the word in different ways. The one thing that is constant is the word of God. In the days of Amos, we had a church that lived upon its prosperity, that did not mete out the justice according to the word of God. And a famine came on the land where it did not have the word of God. And men sought it in all directions, but could not find it. Today, outside these very doors, you will find people looking, searching, wanting to know the truth. They are met with social programs. They are met with programmatic decisions. They are met with the things that they find no foundation in. For it has no root in the very Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Christ tells us in the book of Revelation that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nothing came into being without Him, and nothing lives without Him. Too many people in this world today are without hope. They have gone out trying to find ways to help themselves, to save themselves. They search, bouncing around from place to place, never finding that truth that they are looking for. For what they look for, they have not heard. You are those preachers of the word. You are the sowers of the seed. You are to go forth and share the good news of Jesus Christ to all people at all times, for they are the very ones who need to know the word of God. That word of God, that gospel of Jesus Christ, says to us that we are sinners. We've fallen short of the glory of God. That no matter what we try to do ourselves and how we try to right our ship, it does not work. For some of us, we will go out and we will attempt to sow seeds. We will till the soil and find that it is very rocky. We will break hoe after hoe, but yet we will try. For some of us, we will become discouraged, for we forget that the message is what is important, not the delivery system of that message. The Word of God is what we bring, what we preach, what we confess and teach throughout. I spoke to a confirmation class the other day. Young eighth graders who do not know as much as their learned pastor knows. I know that they were not supposed to quiz me about the Word, that it was my job to quiz them. But youth has a certain exuberance about it that says that it knows the answers because it's experienced so much. And we ask them, how many of you are sinners? And oh, a few hands will go up. And then reluctantly a few more will come. And we'll ask them, how do you know you're a sinner? And they said, my pastor told me at some point. What does it mean to them, this very word? What type of soil are they? Are they the soil that has no foundation? Are they the soil that will be torn, grown up among the weeds? That they will be immersed in all of the things around them? Or are they the soil that is so hard that nothing can grow there? Or do they have the foundation of good soil in their hearts? I love teaching confirmation class. Most young pastors will not tell you that. But I love teaching it because it reinforces to me what it is that we need to share. Our kids want to hear the truth. As much as they think they know everything, they want to know the truth. They don't want to know what a program will do for them. They want to know what the Word of the Lord is and how it affects their life. They want to understand that in their mistakes, they have a Savior who came into this world, lived the life that they could not live themselves, and died upon a cross for the forgiveness of their sins. That He took on that cross their very pain and their sin. And He freely did this out of His love for them. They want to hear that they are not perfect and they need that Savior. And that cross with Christ upon it reminds them always of that truth. That is the Word that we teach. A living, active Word. A Word that's sharper than any double-edged sword. A Word that penetrates to the very core of their being. That touches their hearts, convicts them of their sin, and yet holds out the gospel of salvation to them. Dividing soul and spirit. Dividing joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. When we preach this word, we sow the seed. When we preach the word of God, lives are changed. When we preach God's message of salvation in this sinful world, God's truth, the truth, comes forth 30, 60, and 100 times with the crop that it will bring forth. My wife and I studied a New Testament class years ago. And the name of that class was The Word of the Lord Grew. We understand and learned in that class that all the change in the world, all the social programs, all of the methodologies make no difference. It is the sharing and preaching of the Word of God that changes hearts, changes minds, changes lives. May we forever proclaim the Word of God and nothing else. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.